Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your girl DJ Carmi of KPTR Party Train Radio, and you are tuned in now to our show called KPTR, The Truth Behind the Music. And today we have with us Ms. Cheryl Cooley from the all-female funk band group, which most of you know, especially if you're from my era, Climax. First of all, I want to say hello, Cheryl, and thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great. Yeah, it's really good to have you. We're going to get right on into this interview and start out with when did this all begin for you? So we're just going to be talking about you and your life with Climax. So I'm going to say... At what age did you realize you had this musical talent?
Well, you know, when I was in grammar school, you know, first grade and all that, I really took to music notation in school. I mean, I thought it was very fascinating. And fast forward, my sister was married to a jazz musician by the name of Hubert Laws, and he was on tour. And for some reason, my mom always gave me a toy guitar for Christmas. And I was trying to show him that I could play guitar because he had a guitar.
Oh.
So, you know, all of a sudden, you know, my sister heard it and said, hey, why don't we get Cheryl some guitar lessons? So I started taking guitar lessons at 11. And since there was such a big age difference between my sister and I, it was like I was the only child at home. So the guitar was my playmate. So I went on to study music in school, high school. I learned composition and arranging, and went on to college and got my degree in music, commercial music. And it's interesting because kind of like about a year, 2 years after I graduated college is when I ran into Climax at a rehearsal that I was at. So, you know, my whole life path has been, you know, geared toward music. And, you know, just kind of placing me in the opportunity to learn it, study it. And then I was able to meet up with Climax and start rehearsing. And I'm going to have to say when I first got in the band, I was kind of disappointed because when I had my college education and they, you know, nobody in the group could read, I was a little disappointed. But,
oh, man.
You know, there was so much fun and energy in the room, you know, playing the music and, you know, they were having fun. So I stuck around and, you know, used my arranging abilities to write songs out, you know, songs off the radio to play in you know, a couple of gigs that we had. And I was working at a bank at the time, and I was telling my supervisor about this all-girl band I was playing in, and I was all excited, and I was showing her a picture, and she said, hey, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle. He's a producer for Peebo Bryson and Minnie Riperton, you know, at the time. And so mm-hmm. I gave her a tape. She gave it to her uncle, mm-hmm. and he didn't like it. You know, hey, things happen in life. You know, he didn't like it, but he happened to be having lunch with one of the executives from Solar Records by the name of Margaret Nash, and she loved it. Now, see, just because one door closes, that doesn't mean another door won't open. So she
Absolutely.
Took the tape to the president of Solar Records, and he listened to it, and they both came to the rehearsal and saw this all-girl band and was all excited about it and signed us within months. So, you know, it's almost like a Cinderella story because that very next calendar year, we had a record out.
That is amazing. And you already answered my next question because I was going to ask you who was your biggest influence. So at that time, you did say it was Hubert, right? Hubert Laws.
Right. Hubert Laws. Yeah. I mean, he was around a lot of jazz musicians at the time, you know, Jazz Crusaders, Mongo Santa Maria. So that really fascinated me that they could travel and play music, you know, look like they were having fun. Shoot, I want to do that too, you know. And Hubert Laws is also the brother of Ronnie Laws, and he was also, you know, starting his career at the time. So all of that looked very fascinating to me. And they always had this statement that they would say to me, if you don't know how to read music, you're not going to eat. So that really made me motivated to study theory as much as I could. I mean, I love music theory. I mean, I even use it today. You know, it's great.
Right. Okay. And I think I said his name wrong. I said Herbert, but it's Hubert, right?
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. Okay. Another question is, yeah, because he might listen to the interview and be like, what did she say? Okay. My next question for you is, I know you said that you were, you met them while you were in college and you were getting ready to, was it an audition?
I was playing with another band and they happened to see me in there and really just walked in and said, hey, you don't want to work with this band. You want to work with us. We have an all-female band. So I was like, oh, my, okay.
Gotcha. And Cheryl, do you remember or where the name Climax, how did it come up with that band name?
Well, you know, actually, we were looking for a word or a name that meant, you know, a musical excitement, and we played around with a lot of different mm-hmm. ideas and came up with a climax, and we said, oh, we should spell it different. We don't want people to think the wrong thing. So, you know, put a few little X's and a few little K's and Y's up in there, and voila, we came with Climax, the ultimate peak of musical excitement. Yeah!
And it was perfect for you guys. I can't remember the first time I heard you guys, and it was like an addiction right away. Like, I got to hear everything else they put out.
Oh,
you know, me growing up
thanks.
As a teenager. So, yeah, absolutely. You were an all-girl female band killing it back then. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
now,
how many
years were you guys? Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, yeah.
I was going to ask you, how many years were you guys on tour?
We started really touring around 85. We probably toured till 1990.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let you go ahead and continue on with what you were saying about being the only girl group.
Oh, well, yeah, in the 80s, I mean, being an all-female band was not a popular idea. So a lot of times, you know, people didn't really take us seriously. And what a lot of the fans don't know is that there were actually two albums that we had put out before the Meeting in the Ladies Room album that, you know, the public just, you know, they just weren't ready for an all-female band, you know. And when video came out mm-hmm. and they actually saw us, you know, performing, you know, it was like, oh, okay, that's a great idea. And so then by that time, you know, the music and the idea of the band was more accepted. I mean, even as of today, mm-hmm. we are still the only R&B all-female band that has charted on Billboard.
Wow. That's interesting. See, I know a lot of people don't know that, so I'm glad you put that out there.
Yeah.
And
I mean, it's
you are still doing your thing today.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the audience, the fans, you know, they still love Climax music. They still love the idea of an all-female band. And that really gives me the courage and encouragement to continue to go out and you know, show the Climax legacy, you know, and if nothing else, to be an inspiration to other women to get out there and, you know, pursue your talent, no matter what that talent is. I mean, you know, if it's being a lawyer, if it's painting rocks, if, you know, whatever it is, yeah. If we're able to be that type of example to, you know, pursue your art, your craft. And people really do, you know, get off on the fact that, you know, we're all female, we're playing hard, we're getting up there, we're doing some high energy stuff, and it's really great that the audience, you know, is just really into it and really likes it and has such a great response.
Right. And being an all female band, I'm sure you guys had to work extra hard
yes.
just so that you could remain relevant, because people did not gravitate quickly to female bands back then.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, there was even a time right before we signed the contract where we were doing a talent night, and we asked if we could use the house band's instruments, and they were like, no, girls can't play instruments. So there were a couple of roadblocks that we had to pass. You know, even when we were on tour, you know, some of the old school bands, that are old school now, some of the bands that we toured with, you know, it's like, yeah, we see you on video, and, you know, you could be pretending on video, but we want to see if you really can do it live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was great to actually, you know, show up and show out, you know. Yeah, we could play. We could really play instruments, you know. And at the time, you know, the bands weren't doing tracks, so, you know, you really did have to get up on stage and play live, even as of today. You know, I pride myself in getting up there and still playing live instruments and not playing to a track. I mean, if somebody pulls a plug on the instruments, it's a done deal. Nothing's going to keep playing.
There you go. That's true. Yeah, that is true. And we have seen some or heard some horror stories about that. I wanted to ask you also, can you remember, let's just you know, have some fun right now. What was some of the craziest things that happened to you guys when you were on tour?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so the craziest thing that ever happened was, this is one for the books. So,
okay.
We were on stage. We were singing our ballad, I Miss You, you know, and the band is all in the mode of the song and stuff. You know, we had our eyes closed or whatever, distracted because we're into the groove of the song, you know, a slow-moving song. And all of a sudden, the lead vocalist just kind of, you know, belted out one of those notes and stretched out her hand. And she said all of a sudden she felt something land on her hand, and she opened up her eyes, and it was a pair of men's Fruit of the Loom underwear.
What?
Yes.
You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding. Really. And next thing we know, another pair came up on stage. Yes.
Now, I've never heard of that happening. Now, you hear it all the time with the men, you know, the R&B singers.
Right?
But that's crazy. Uh-huh. Wow. That's pretty deep.
Yeah, he was excited to see Climax, I guess.
I'm sure he was. Oh, my goodness. Did she panic?
No, it was, I mean, she saw it, like, oh, my, and threw it down and kept singing. I mean, hey, the show's got no fun.
Hey, that's right. Still got to make that money. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was one of the craziest things. Matter of fact, I've never heard that before from any other female artist. Although I'm not saying it doesn't happen often.
Right?
All right. So, yeah. So we're coming up pretty close to halftime, and I'm definitely going to play, since this is the one that you requested, The Men All Pause, we're going to play some of that. And then when we come back, we want to talk about what you're doing now. Okay? So I hope you guys are enjoying this interview with Miss Sherry Cooley, and we're going to kick off halftime with The Men All Pause.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done. My hair was fierce. see I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride?
All right, that was Climax with the Men on Pause, and we are back here with Ms. Cheryl Cooley from the all-female band Climax. All right, so for you guys that are tuned in, make sure you don't go anywhere because there's some important information that we're going to try to get her to share with you guys. And what I want to ask you to do, Cheryl, and you did do this a little bit earlier, but we want to see what kind of advice we can give to the artists that are trying to get on the scene right now. What advice could you give them starting?
Oh yeah, I mean, as the way things in the entertainment business are now, there's so many opportunities to definitely make your own path. My biggest advice is, you know, don't give up. You know, no matter what your passion is, what you're pursuing, you know, don't give up just because somebody has an opinion that is not whatever, whatever their opinion is. It's not this, it's not that. If you have that desire in your heart, your passion, you have that talent, pursue it. Because, you know, I have been through my life where I stopped playing music. I stopped playing music for about 10 years, became an electrician. But in that time, there was always that something missing, something that, you know, I really wanted to do, something that was yearning in me that no matter what I did, I couldn't smother it. I couldn't stop it, that yearning to still want to express music. So no matter what the obstacles are, if your passion is, you know, to write songs, sing music, like I said, paint rocks, make clothes, whatever your passion is, just push forward. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because it's really, if nothing else, it will pay off for yourself spiritually. I mean, because you don't want to be laying on your deathbed going, oh, I wish I would have, could have, should have. You don't want that feeling. So, just keep pushing forward. Keep pushing forward no matter what. No matter what anybody says.
All right, artists, I hope you guys are the ones that are tuned in, pay close attention. You don't, and I say this to them all the time because we have a lot of independent artists that come through KPTR, and sometimes they get discouraged because, you know, your music sucks, but what really matters is how you feel about your music.
Right.
It's how you feel about it. So I'm so glad that you put that information out there. And also, Cheryl, you are doing your thing down to this day. Tell us about what you're doing right now.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I believe so much in the Climax legacy and the Climax music, and the fans and listeners are still out there and they still want to hear the live Climax music. So I'm still out there touring. You know, as long as they keep coming to the concerts, I'm going to keep showing up, too. We just got finished playing in, Riverside, California, Fort Washington, Maryland. You know, we have a calendar getting ready to start up again for 2018. We're supposed to be in Northern California next month. You know, all of our calendar and all of our music, all of our new music is on Climax.com, KLYMAXX.com. Everything that we're doing, you know, to pursue the legacy is on the website there. But we're out there still performing. Mm-hmm. Still, you know, I'm really passionate about people knowing and seeing that women can get up there and play instruments, can play in a band, can get along in a band, and that's really that really drives me to continue to demonstrate that on stage.
And that is so appreciated. And I was just happy to know that you were still doing your thing, you know, because I hadn't heard anything. And when I saw the name, I'm like, oh no, I got to hit him up. I'm like, wait a minute, they're still around. Oh yeah. So
yeah,
definitely,
yeah.
I'm so glad that I was able to that you accepted the invitation to let KPTR and DJ Carmi interview you.
Sure,
now, do you have any? Are there any new albums, or are you going on tour performing the original Climax songs right now?
I mean, we always, you know, perform the original Climax music that the fans definitely want to hear. We have a couple of new songs out. We released a single last year called "For Woman," which is a women's empowerment song. As the Climax legacy continues to demonstrate. And then this year we released a single called "Love Me." And, you know, it's kind of a, you know, nice little groove, nice little sexy groove thing. And, we perform those songs in the show as well. All of that, again, is on our website, climax.com.
All right, so make sure you guys go to climax.com and get those two singles. And find out where they're going to be touring next so you can purchase tickets to go out there and see them. And let's say this, men, please keep your underwear on. Men, keep your underwear on. Just playing.
I
do what
no
you got to do.
I'm not going to say a word.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall that day. But we really do appreciate you coming on this show, Cheryl. It is such a pleasure. And I am just so glad that you came on KPTR because we love the legends. We definitely try and do what we can for you guys. And we're going to definitely stay in touch and keep up with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Now, let's tell them about some more social media links that they can contact you on, like Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, sure. Our Facebook page, of course, is facebook.com/climaxmusic. Our Twitter page is twitter.com/climax. We're also on Instagram, instagram.com/climaxmusic. I think we're in LinkedIn, too. That's where you and I ran into each other. So
absolutely, and I came on at the right time.
Right, exactly. Our social media is right there. So, you know, I try to keep current with it. I'm going to say I'm on Facebook way too much, but, you know, it's interesting. I've learned quite a few things there.
Right. We all are on Facebook quite a bit. So I'm sure everybody else that's listening can agree. And can understand that. Right. Now, are you doing anything else besides touring right now? Are there any more anything else that you're doing in the entertainment industry right now besides touring?
No, pretty much. Climax takes up a lot of
acting,
my time.
Really.
So yeah,
okay.
I'm really focused in on keeping the band going.
Absolutely. Well, Cheryl Cooley, it has been a pleasure. We are now coming up to the end of the interview. We were able to get it done, and my voice did survive through the whole interview. And we want to say thank you again, and thank you. I appreciate that. But we want you to come back. We might want you to come back next year so we can kind of keep up with what you're doing.
Oh, sure. Yes, thank you. Yes, I will.
You are quite welcome. Cheryl, you have a great day, KPTR fans. Thanks for tuning in. Independent artists, remember, if you want your music heard, hit us up at partytrainerradio.com. Email me at djcarmi@yahoo.com if you're interested in getting your music played. And now we're going to end this with Meeting in the Ladies' Room. And have a good one, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
To come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzas, whatever I thought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. gonna slap me. Cause I'm